Welcome to the Ado Show. If you are watching or streaming this episode, thank you so much for tuning in. I have an incredible show for you guys today. Today, one of my best friends is guest co-hosting the entire show. I'm operating off of such low energy. However, I know it's going to rise up once these topics start really coming, flowing through me. I don't know what I'm saying. It's 5 o'clock and I'm taping a show, man. I just stopped eating cookies right now, and eating cookies before a show is not advisable for anybody who's trying to host a show with this amount of energy. Joining me today is my friend, the talented, the lovely, the calm, the guy who makes it all happen, Riley Young.
How's it going? What's up, man? Nice to be here. I'm on the Ado Show.
He's on the Ado Show. He made it. Look at him. He's just chilling.
I finally made it.
Let me say something. I know it sounds really loud right now because you probably are hearing a lot of reverb, but I kind of needed to hear your voice because I was like, we usually don't talk, so this is kind of special for me. I haven't talked to you in like a while. It feels like a couple months. So
since we shot that one episode.
Yeah. And I meant to thank you. I don't know if I think I already thanked you, but I got to thank you again. Like, if it wasn't for that one episode, if it wasn't for you coming to my house and then picking me up, none of that would have happened at all. Like, literally at all. And literally, it's funny because I barely know everybody that I met at the same time that I met you. So everybody who's helped me, it's been very surprising. So I appreciate your support, your love. This guy hugged me, and I was like, when I was leaving, I was like, yo, I didn't even know how soft he was. I was going to start crying. I'm like,
shit. No problem, dude. No. Always down to help out.
No worries, man. I feel like I owe you so much because you're giving me so much love. And I'm only like, please know, like, he's older than me and stuff and whatnot. And I'm just the little kid who likes to be with the big guys. Hey? All right? He allowed me in a circle. No, but that's dope, though. But I do miss you guys. You guys are all cool. Everybody at the Jazz House, everybody up there, everybody who I haven't seen. You know who I'm talking about. Everybody. It's too many names to list. But all y'all are cool. I never had not one bad encounter with you guys. Y'all are just old chill. Y'all always have the same amount of energy. And they just so nice. You feel me? I'm the guy who's wild and everything. I'm like, I'm and they're like, Okay. Cool.
All right. Okay. Of course, yeah. We miss you too, man. Uh-huh. Yeah. We miss you at school. Like, you just got to get your license. You got to come up and we got to jam.
Yes. We hope and pray.
Yeah.
But I will say this as well, though. I think, what was it? I was trying to get him on the show. And I this is what I was trying to say. And I was so impatient. And so I booked somebody else. And then I said, before I start season two, I got to get Riley. Because I need Riley to be on the first, like, couple of, like, long-lasting tapings of season one of this show. And now he's here. And I love it. And I'm not going to waste any more time. But I like stalling so this show can last about 40 minutes so I won't be looked at crazy when the show comes to, in the final project, 28 minutes. I know I'm just speaking gibberish right now, so I'm just going to read what's on this paper that I should have read minutes ago. Are you ready to get into some topics today, my guy?
I'm ready.
Great. I'm bored, y'all. I'm not bored. I'm with Riley. Riley is amazing. He's keeping me really calm right now. Okay. Let's see. What we got here? What are we talking about today? What do we have on tap on today? Okay, let's start with this one. Since you at the house, it gives me this vibe. A recent online forum found one user posing this question. Is it considered proper etiquette to give someone a tour of your home when they're coming to visit for the first time? And a lot of the users had mixed opinions on this one. What's your feeling?
What's my opinion? I think a tour is like pretty good at it etiquette most of the time. You know, I think it's a good way to like welcome somebody. I definitely offer a tour to anybody who's here for the first time. I mean, I'll just be like, you know, this is a garden. We got like potatoes over there, a little scarecrow, and some peppers or whatever. And, you know, up in here, I'll show them the basement, and that's really it.
That's dope.
But I guess it could be weird, like, you know, depending on the social setting. You don't want to just show anybody your whole house.
Dope. That's yeah. True. I agree with that. I will say this, though, because I know me so well to a certain degree. I feel like it depends on if I'm in the right mood. Because if you catch me on a bad day, you ain't going to get this kind of a deal. So for me to actually show somebody my house and be like, oh my gosh, you're my house. This is the basement. This is the living room. You know, like I'm that type of energy. And then sometimes I'm like, oh yeah, you should come in. I'm just very mild. And then sometimes it's just like, don't even come to my house because I am in the middle of something or I'm dealing with something that right now with the energy I have, I won't give you the right attention and respect that I believe someone deserves, especially if I really do want them in my house. Because some people, they be, again, you know, if you're coming in and especially if I know you but I don't really want you there, it throws the whole vibe off and it's like, okay, this is not going well at all. And I actually haven't had that feeling. I actually haven't, which I hope and pray it stays that way. Or if it doesn't, you know, somebody said decrease the amount of I hope this doesn't happen to me, you know, or what ifs, you feel me, to the best of your ability. And that will, I guess, make you feel somewhat secured or settled into, you know, knowing that everything didn't go perfectly planned when they were coming in, or you didn't feel like it greeting them at the time or whatever. Or if it was like they show up to your house and it's, oh, surprise, I'm here. It's like, just know that it only happened a few times because you allowed it to happen a few times. Just try to your best of your ability to decrease it as much as you can. Those type of times, you feel me?
Yeah, I mean, definitely don't give those people a tour. I feel like some people just like be asking for the tour. They'll be like, give me the tour. And then it's like, okay. Or, you know, can you do that?
Yeah.
What do you mean, man?
Oh, I'm not talking about you.
Yeah.
Yo, you were fine. I thought you were talking about when you came over for like a 1 minute.
I didn't get a tour. I got a tour of the studio.
Oh, no. I would have gave you a tour, though.
Yeah?
I would have, but I didn't want to waste your time because I thought, in my mind, I assumed this. I wanted to give you the tour of the whole house. All you saw was, of course, what we're taping now, just the basement where I do the show.
The important part.
Yeah, the important part, the drums and stuff, which actually, yeah. These are getting switched out because of the record that I can't talk about. I mean, I'll talk about it off camera, but I can't, like, all this will be taken out. So next time you do visit, you'll see a whole brand new setup and also keyboards. And then you can, you're always welcome here. You're always welcome.
Okay, you can switch off.
Look at that smile. Look at little Riley smile. I'm sorry. I'm making you. Okay. All right. Moving on.
Moving on.
This is all about houses and stuff. Has anyone ever hit you up out of nowhere only to realize they're coming to town and they need somewhere to stay? Well, for those friends and families who think your home is a free hotel, how do you tell them when it's time to check out? And what are the boundaries when it comes to being put in that situation?
I don't know, man. That's up to you. For me, like, in this house, I've had people do that for sure, like, multiple times. I've had somebody stay here for, you know, we've had this friend for, like, 5 weeks at a time because he just needed somewhere, and he just stayed on the couch, and we didn't really care because we're just always down to have whoever here. Anybody who needs a place, like, can come hang out here. So, yeah, that was, like, a month at a time. And randomly, too. It's all right with me.
You know, I like that about you guys. I've realized something about you and the other guys. I'm like, you guys are very open to people who are open with y'all. And I think that's one of the reasons why I feel so loved. I'm like, y'all just so loving and caring. And I remember when I was filming with the Takeover episode with 200, which was the day he picked me up and he helped me out, which was amazing. He literally was like, just if you feel like it, if you want to, or if you need to, if you can, you can always stop by the Jess House just in case you get tired. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so. Gosh, I feel so loved. Oh my
God. Try to make it a home base.
Oh my,
you know,
yo, yeah.
For everybody, for all my musician friends.
Yeah.
It's definitely open at all times. So, like, you know.
Yeah. And I really appreciated that, even though I wanted to come, but I knew that whole day was, I knew all that day. I was like, I'm going to be so busy. And he really was. He was really open. And I think I really, really loved that. I think that moment was like, okay, Riley is like so real right now. And I really would have, but I knew that whole day I was like, I was all booked. But it didn't even matter that I was all booked. It was just like your heart. You feel me? And I saw your heart. And throughout certain like events, little events, you're just, I've seen how cool you've been with the 19-year-old that I still am, you know, just very new. I'm still new. He barely knows me, which is so crazy because I feel like
you just left school. Unfortunately, we only went to school together for like
four months,
half a year.
Yeah,
we miss you there.
Yeah, I love y'all very much. It's funny because everything happened like that. And I'm like, wow, this is so amazing. And why am I talking to everybody through a laptop? You feel me now? And I'm not up there, but, you know, everything will be all right. Everything will be all right. Coming back to this, though, I am one who, if anyone did hit me up just out of nowhere, and they needed somewhere to stay, and they ended up staying at the house for more time that was more than what was expected, I mean, I'd be fine with it, because I know everybody got different opinions, and I respect that and all, because I know not everything works out the way it's supposed to. However, everybody who has come through this house, even people who I don't know, but, you know, just, you know, family members, and not just family members, but friends of my family, they've all been cool. I mean, sometimes they be even leaving early. I'm like, oh, man, I don't say nothing, but I'm like, oh, you should stay a little longer. But I know they got stuff to do. So I kind of get the opposite vibe of they have to go early. It's not that they want to leave my house, but it's just like their job or their event or whatever they came to America or Maryland to do. They're like, oh, I got to, you know, do this. But I'm like, oh, stop by for dinner, you know, whatever, you know, whatnot. You feel me? You know, and I don't always feel obligated as well to entertain them as well. I'm not talking about doing this or doing something extravagant, but making sure they always have. Well, I know it's. Here's another question, and I know it's kind of different from you because you live with a bunch of friends and a bunch of your like close community of musicians and just a great family. me, definitely. I'm in a household, so it's kind of different. So do you feel obligated to have food in the fridge for anybody? Because I feel like you wouldn't, but for me, I would because of the different spaces we're in specifically right now. But I don't want to say anything on your part because I've never lived with a bunch of my friends in the household for that longevity of time. For me, I feel like I have to have food in the house for everybody. I don't know for you. How is that? Like, I don't think I should.
I definitely feel like I need to have food in the house. Like, uh-huh. It makes me feel like that makes me feel like the house is like actually there. It's like actually a thing. We usually buy our own food, but like, I don't know, stuff like bread and butter and milk or eggs. Like, we kind of split that between us. So like, we just go through like eggs like so fast. So we're always buying eggs and like, you know, groceries. We try to keep it stocked, you know, at all times. But yeah. We always run out. There's usually not a lot of food here, but I wish there was more.
That sounds like me in a sense. But it's funny because I just now we're gonna end in 10 minutes. They did it the last time. I remember being, what was it? I just started buying a lot of snacks. And my mom mentioned it. She was like, oh, you know, you don't usually buy a lot of snacks. But, you know, I said something about, you know, I buy snacks, you know. And I remember buying this one time I bought, which was only like a couple weeks ago. I bought like M&M's, bunch of Pop-Tarts, what else? Goldfish. I'm talking like it was amazing, and from that time no one remembers that, and I'm like, wow. But I did it because we're not big on snacks, but you know, I love having something just in case, you know, I don't want real food or whatever, just in those cases like that, simple things of that nature. We're good on time, my guy. You want to say it?
Yadusha will be back after this.
Welcome back to the Ado Show. A recent online forum found one user posing this question. How should you politely refuse a request from your boss when they task you with something that is not part of your job description? For example, how would you respond if your boss asked you to bring them coffee when that's not part of your job description? You guys, what you feeling? I love doing that.
Well, I used to work at Domino's, and my boss was just the biggest fiend for Starbucks. So he would always ask me to go to Starbucks and get him 2 extra large, like strawberry lemonades.
Really?
With ice, like every single day. Somebody would be doing it for him every single day. That man was just addicted. He just loved Starbucks, but I wouldn't mind doing it because he would probably give me something like in return. But we were cool, so I would do that. Get him like chicken or something, you know, instead of work. So shout out to Rod.
That's dope. Yeah. You know, it's so funny. I have. It's funny because I'm like, I'm a boss, and then I'm under bosses and other jobs that I have. So it's just like, it's so funny. I know, like, for the guys who work for me, I wouldn't at all. I wouldn't give them anything that, I wouldn't give them anything. I wouldn't tell them, not give them anything, excuse me. I keep saying give. I wouldn't tell them anything that's not part of the job description that I need them for.
No favors.
No, I'm not gonna do that. I'm a nice guy. I'm a really, really nice guy. I like to be very kind and very cordial. I'm not that type of way. I'm not gonna even second guess myself or think twice about it. Riley's trying to make me feel like a wants me to be a bad person. I'm not gonna be a bad person. No, but for the people that I work under and other jobs that I have, those guys have never told me to do anything outside of my job description. I know for one of the jobs that I have, it gives you certain things that you will do, but then there are certain things that are not under the job description, like listed, that automatically, like, you know, you have to do. But not actually, it doesn't depend on what job you have. It depends on how your boss is and how you might approach it. For me, if that was the case, I would get it. I would get coffee, you know. I wouldn't pay with my own money, though. You know, of course not. However, I hope and pray that they would make sure that that they know that I'm taking time out of the job that they ask me to do for me to do what they want me to do for them. You know, that kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
We were cool, so I didn't mind. And, you know, he would always give me money or a little weed or something, and drink for myself as well. So wasn't that.
His name's Rod?
Yeah, Rod.
Oh, Rob.
Oh, Rod, R-O-D.
Oh, Rod. Shout out to Rod.
Yeah, Rod.
Rod, sound like an incredible person, man. Sound like a cool person. Yeah. All right. There's more of the D show after this. Stick around. Welcome back to the Adu Show. My guest for today is an incredible group of, well, let's see, I got one of them, but I will say all of them are incredible musicians and songwriters. And this guy right here that is a part of the group is an incredible singer, songwriter. And this group has a new release titled Mess, which is available now. Help me welcome Adam Reblard. I got it. Oh, gosh. I got it. Okay, let me say something. I usually get stuff wrong. Please promise me. I promise you I get stuff wrong the moment it happens. So I'm just, today is like, you're very lucky today. I don't know what it is, but I'm taking my time, and I love it, man.
I like it. I'll take it.
But how you doing, man? What's good? Thanks for letting me kind of waste your time for like the next 20 minutes. I don't know.
Just hanging out, you know. We practice too. I'm just hanging out outside. Just better service, but you know.
Oh wow. So wait, y'all were just practicing. You just stopped because of the show.
No. They're not even here yet.
Oh, okay. No. Okay, because I was like, oh man, I just. And now my heart just goes out to y'all. Nah, man, it's good. I'm glad that you guys are. I'm glad you're here, and I'm so happy to, you know, meet you and see what you guys are doing and all that. I know you guys are doing a lot this year, which we're getting into today. And it's funny because I haven't had a group on this show in a while, actually. So it's really fun. I'm bringing back a lot of groups. Actually, not even bringing back. I'm having a lot of new groups coming on the show, and you guys are one of the first people back for this leg of the show, and I'm just really honored to have you on. And I also want to say, like, you guys actually relaunch your podcast Nonsense this year. What made you guys want to do this?
So the podcast was our bassist Aaron just kind of sitting home when the pandemic first started. Like, you want to do a podcast? And I was like, yeah, all right. So we started doing a podcast. We got a few bands on it. And then we went on like a little bit of like a hiatus from it when we got back into like touring and writing and all that stuff. So he started it back up again. I think he does like maybe like one release a month now, but we've just, you know, been doing interviews with some bands, mostly just friends at the moment. But he's been killing it.
That's amazing, man. Shoot. It sounds so simple. Like, you want to do a podcast? Let's start a podcast. And you guys are like so successful, and I love the whole creative aspect of it and the thing that you guys are doing, and you guys are bringing all this new energy and all these new, you know, this new stuff that you guys are bringing to the table, and I love it. And I'm definitely going to tune in now, because I'm like, yo, I just met one of the members, and shoot, I'm already like going to tune into their stuff. I'm like, I don't even need to watch daytime TV no more. I got this to watch, yo. Now I got this to listen to. Nonsense. Now, see, here's the thing, though. I feel like when it comes to people doing podcasts, I feel like you have to be very engaging, and I feel like I cannot do that. So if I wanted to start a podcast, because honestly, I ain't gonna lie to you, Adam, right here, this really isn't a podcast, because I would have you for about 40 minutes, but this is cut to 15 since this runs like daytime TV. So how do you get people to be engaged? I've never asked this question. It's funny, because today I just did a taping interviewing somebody who runs a podcast, and I didn't even ask this. I'm like, yo, how y'all do this? For 40 minutes, yep. Or an hour long.
If I'm being honest, I'm like the jumping off guy. Like, I don't plan things. Like, I just, like, a question hits me in the head. I'm like, I'm going to ask this question. Or, like, I'm going to go on this tangent. Or, I'm going to go on that tangent. Aaron, who does it, he, like, sits back. He's like, ask these questions. And, like, I'm going to figure out this stuff. Like, does all the research. I just get on, and I'm like that jumping off point of, like, I'll be the one to ask the, like, hot dogs or tacos. Like, you know, stuff like that. But
you ask stuff about tacos? Am I wrong?
Yeah. You know, you got to ask what comes to your mind sometimes. Like, I think my favorite question to ask, I used to ask people what type of shirt is.
Man. Oh! You know what? You just gave me ideas. I'm not stealing ideas right now, but I ran into somebody. Bro, I'm serious. I ran into somebody at the store. They were like, at every end of your, he watches my show. He was like, at every end of your interview, you should ask just a nautical question every time. And I forget to form one, and I'm like, huh, you just reminded me of that. I'm like, huh, that's something. Maybe this is a sign. Maybe I should actually do it, because you guys have this unique way of how you guys communicate to your audience. And I love it, man. I really am usually, you know, I'm not really, if you know me, listen, if you know me, I'm not really big on podcasts. But I'm like, when I saw one episode, and just off that one, actually it was the recent one they actually did that they posted 4 days ago. And I'm like, okay, cool. But yeah, man, great. That's great. How long has the band been existing?
So we started we put our first single out in October 2019. We were actually a duo at that point. We didn't have a full band yet. It was me and our one guitarist, Avery. Then from there, we enlisted our buddy Eddie, who's still with us, our friend Aaron, who's with us. We started writing some new music. We put out Groundhog Day from there. Been around. We did our first show December 2019, took a pause because of the pandemic, and we've been kind of rip-roaring through. So we've been around since about the fall of 2019. The longing.
Dude, that's great. So have you known these guys like before?
So Avery and I were in a band before called One for the Braves. And when that broke up, we pretty much started doing this because we had working on music, are like, well, we don't really want to throw it out. Keep doing something with it. We started kind of planning and recording. And so we hit up a couple friends. We had our friend Georgia Cube and our friend Carl Killer come in and do some bass drums. And we put out the first EP we had there, Fear and Loathing in the Northeast.
Yeah, sure. That was in 2019, wasn't it? I saw that.
Yeah, yeah.
Locked and Loaded, man. I got that record downloaded, yeah.
Hell yeah, man. I'm glad to hear it. Thank you for the support.
Yeah. Oh, for sure, bro. Dude, let me tell you something. I don't even listen to, like, I'm not even in the genre that you're in. I'm not even talking about as an artist. I'm talking about just the music I'm into. I'm like, it's just so crazy, bro. My music, people wouldn't think the way I perform and the music I write, you would never think, not once. Maybe you would, not once, about the type of music I listen to. And I'm like, this is something that I gravitate to in a sense, man. Not even in a sense. Maybe it's because I'm getting older. I'm not going to even say because of age. I'm just weird like that, man. I guess it's a good weirdness, bro. And speaking of, you know, bands and that, you guys just hit the road with the band Goalkeeper, and now you guys are performing in New York and in New Jersey on the 13th and 14th of May. And actually, I'm only saying the month because probably, maybe, I don't know, by the time this episode airs, it'll be way past these dates. I don't know. You never know. But probably will, because I don't know. I don't know. I don't like... I don't know. No, I don't want to jinx it. But yeah, you guys are doing that. It's funny because I have some friends going up to New York. I wanted to go up to New York, actually, this May. Probably not going to... I don't know. Probably not going to happen. But I'm like, I'll definitely refer, you know, them to you guys, because I'm like, you guys want to hear some new music? What makes sense is probably right down the road.
We're playing a hometown gig at the Loft of Poughkeepsie on May 13th. We're doing that with our good friends from Jersey and Poeta, our good friends from Rhode Island, and another one down. Then we got some other good locals on there in Allura Alter and Sound of Smirk. So pretty excited for that one. And then the next day, Poeta is taking me on my dream show. We're getting to play a brewery, so I'll be drunk most of the time. Down in D, and it's called Beers for Tears, and a whole bunch of beers on it. So it's worth checking out if you're in Jersey. It's at Red Tank Brewing.
If you guys are in the area, say it one more time, because you were breaking up just a little bit.
It's Beers for Tears, and it's at Red Tank Brewing in Red Bank, New Jersey.
Bet. I'm going to repost this on my story just in case this episode doesn't air on time. All right, man.
Don't worry.
I'm so scared right now, but it's just like, oh, my gosh. You better, like, tug your producers, but I know they're going to be like, well, you work us hard anyway. Like,
well, if not, just know that it was a fun time. Yeah. If this is post that plug.
You know, I'll go with what you said. Let's talk about this new single you guys have out right now titled Mess. What thing created Mess? You guys are the band? A mess. Yeah, you guys are a mess.
Yes. No, so it's actually the band.
No, I'm playing.
That song's actually a cover. It's an acoustic cover of a song called Mess by the band Real Friends, a really awesome band out of Chicago. We were just looking for a little bit of content, and Eddie, our guitarist, and I are just hanging out, and we said, hey, you want to do a Real Friends cover? He's like, yeah. So we took their song Mess, and we stripped it down, and we put out our stripped-down version of Mess by Real Friends. The most recent single that we put out as a band, like, that we wrote, was Vicious Game.
What was, say it one more time, we barely could hear you, just a little bit.
Vicious Game.
Oh, yeah, Vicious Game. I saw that as well. Yeah. I think it's like, is it the black and red cover? I believe I saw that.
Yeah. And then the music, one with us in the hockey jerseys.
Yeah, that's a bet. And I got to say, your drummer, I saw the drum. He has a lot of hair. That's right?
So those actually were our drummers. They just did that video. That's the Rear Window music video. That's the one where we're like in like the 1950s getup, and I'm just choking down cigarettes.
Oh, well, I'm stupid.
But
well, hey, bro, I will say this though, Mess. I just took a listen to it, man, recently, and I do love it, man. I ain't gonna even fake it. Like, I actually do. I wouldn't have even had you on the show if it wasn't good, bro. So,
man, I'm glad.
You're just doing your thing. I know this is a bad connection. I'm trying to make out what he's saying, but I'm like, you're all good, man. And I appreciate you stopping by the show, man. And yeah, you guys come back anytime. Invite the band if they want to, man. And you can come back yourself anytime. And you can even take over the show if you want.
I'll come snag the mic.
Yeah, you can steal the show from me. Mess is available right now. Everywhere music is sold. Adam, say your last name.
Rebelard.
Everybody. Goodness gracious, I can't speak today. There's more of the Ado Show after this. Stick around. That's all the time that we have for today. If you would like to view clips from today's show, head on over to my YouTube channel for more exclusive content. Also, if you want to stream full episodes of the show, you can, since the show is on all streaming platforms, which are available for download on the Google Play Store and the App Store. And finally, make sure to tune in to The Ado Show every day, only on YouTube.com and on all other streaming platforms available. Riley, you know how I feel about you. I love you. Thank you.
Love you too, man. Thanks for having me.
We're going to jam all year. We're going to jam all year. Next year. I have to make so much up for the time that I've missed. I got so much to make up. I got so much to do. This is great. But you know how I feel about you. I love you, man. You're awesome. All the other guys are amazing. Tell all the other guys I say hello to.
And well, man, thank you.
Thanks to my guest co-host Riley Young. Thanks to my guest appearance Adam Rebilar from What Makes Sense. Stay cool, live life. Until next time.